Making money, that's the easy part. Keeping it for generations, that's where most people fail.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters.
We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio. We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment. This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
70% of wealth is lost by the second generation. By the third, it's like the money never existed. And it's not because they didn't work hard. It's because they didn't know the rules of the game.
Today, I'm going to show you the strategies to avoid becoming another statistics. I'll share the strategy to break the cycle, sidestep the 70% failure rate, and at the end, I'll uncover one timeless gift you can give your kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids, a legacy that will outlive you by 100, 200, or even 300 years. Spoiler alert, it's not your business.
I can do that because I've done it. We've helped thousands of accredited investors, business owners, self-made millionaires turn their business profits into a lasting legacy. Wealth that doesn't just pay for today, but builds a future. With a $300 million portfolio and counting, we don't just talk about legacy, we build it. But before I dive in, let me ask you this. What keeps the ultra wealthy up at night? The same thing that should be keeping you up. Losing it all. A Wharton Family Office survey asked the richest families what worries them most about passing down their wealth. Their answer? Eye-opening. The next generation is too young. Discomfort discussing sensitive topics. Lack of family engagement. No qualified heirs. Infighting among family members, just to name a few. For most of us who didn't grow up with wealth, the idea of navigating these concepts can feel daunting. So much so that it's easier to ignore the topic altogether than to confront it head on. In order to create wealth that lasts beyond you, you first need to understand the sleeveless to sleeveless in three generations phenomenon, or as I like to call it, how to go broke in three easy steps. Number one, lack of financial education. Number two, poor business succession plan. Number three, erosion of wealth through mismanagement.
So what's the strategy to break the cycle and sidestep the 70% failure rate? It starts with a financial wisdom blueprint.
Let's talk about the Rothschild family, a legendary example of wealth preservation done right. These guys have been crushing it for over seven generations. Yup. Seven. Their secret is not just about making money. It's about passing on the knowledge to manage, grow, and protect it. From the start, the Rothschild made the financial wisdom blueprint the cornerstone of their legacy. Each generation gets schooled in finance, business, and investment strategies, so they actually understand how to handle the fortune that they're inheriting. They've also mastered the art of reinvesting and diversifying their wealth, keeping it locked up in trusts and smartly managed portfolios.
And while reinvesting and diversification have been part of their playbook, there's a counterintuitive truth that they've mastered that might just flip your understanding of legacy wealth on its head. Stick around because by the end of this, you'll see exactly how it all clicks and why it's genius.
So now, even if you teach everything about money, there's a second strategy. You need to make sure your wealth actually lasts beyond you. Sounds good, right? That's actually exactly what the succession success plan does for you. The Walton family is an incredible case of business succession done right. They've created a system that not only preserves their wealth, but ensures it thrives across generations. Here's their secret. The Waltons understand critical difference between management succession and ownership succession. Too many parents assume that their kids can take over the business without proper experience, setting them up for failure by the second or third generation. The Waltons took a smarter approach. Instead of handing over the reins of Walmart to their heirs, they focused on retaining ownership and brought in highly skilled professionals to manage the company. The result, the Waltons family avoids the operational headaches of running the world's largest retailer, yet their wealth continues to grow. Combined, the Walton siblings and their mother's net worth would likely make them the richest family on earth. And individually, they're all billionaires. Now that you tackle the financial education with the financial wisdom blueprint and solve the poor business succession plan with the succession success plan, what if I told you that's still not enough? The erosion of wealth through mismanagement is still a real threat. That's exactly why you need the vault strategy. To understand the vault strategy, we need to talk about the Rockefeller family, who are known to safeguard their wealth for generations. Today, the Rockefeller's name is still associated with immense wealth and influence, largely because of this vault-like approach to preserving their wealth. Their story serves as a powerful reminder that protecting and growing wealth requires more than just making money. It demands discipline and strategic system. John D. Rockefeller, one of the richest men in history, created a system to ensure his family's fortune would not erode over time. He essentially built a vault for his wealth through the use of trusts, carefully designed to balance accessibility to the heirs with long-term protection. These trusts were structured not just to provide financial support to his descendants, but also to ensure the principal wealth remains intact and continually growing. But the vault wasn't just about trust. It was also about asset protection and strategic planning. Rockefeller diversified his wealth across multiple income-generating assets, such as real estate, energy, business investments, and creating ecosystems that reduces risk. By doing this, he insulated his family's wealth from market volatility and potential legal claims, further safeguarding it from erosion. Another key aspect of his strategy was the implementation of clear rules and governance. Rockefeller's system included stipulations on how the funds could be accessed and used, preventing frivolous spending and reinforcing the importance of stewardship. Additionally, the trusts were designed to capitalize on tax efficiencies, minimizing the impact of estate and inheritance taxes that often eat at large fortunes. By reinvesting earnings and strategically utilizing tax advantage structures, the Rockefeller fortune grew steadily over time. You see, the key to breaking the cycle is mastering the financial wisdom blueprint, the succession success plan, and the vault strategy. When you combine these elements, you create wealth beyond you.
So what's the one gift you can give your kids, grandkids, and even great-grandkids that will outlast you by 100, 200, or even 300 years? Ready for it? I'm talking about multifamily real estate. And trust me, this is the ultimate generational wealth hack. Why? Because it checks off all the boxes. Let's break it down. Box number one, the financial wisdom blueprint made simple. Instead of trying to explain the chaos of stock options, puts, calls, and other mind-bending strategies, this is a tangible, simple business. Multifamily real estate is as straightforward as it gets. The property generates more income than expenses, and boom, done. Box number two, the succession success plan without the grind of management. This isn't about being a landlord or having high business acumen or fixing toilets. It's about being a passive investor. You invest and the professionals handle the rest. It's the same playbook used by families like the Waltons. Put the right team in place and let them grow your assets while you focus on enjoying life. Box number three, the vault strategy for generational wealth. This is where the magic of illiquidity comes into play. Multifamily real estate isn't something you can cash out on a whim, which is exactly the point. It creates a protective barrier against impulsive decisions while steadily growing in value over time. And here's the Super Mario Brothers power star moment. This isn't about building wealth. It's about creating a legacy that stands the test of time. The kind of legacy where your family doesn't just remember you, they thank you for generations after generations. So that one day your portrait above the mantle isn't just decoration. It's a symbol of wisdom, vision, and love that shapes their future for centuries.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.